This is Floor Radio. John Simonson is with us this morning. He is the president of Webstream Dynamics. As I understand, there has been a new site launched by Webstream Dynamics, the company of which you are president, called 5-Star Store Reviews. It's a website you launched recently. Talk about it and how it works.
5-Star Store Reviews is a platform to allow stores to do multiple things, from getting more positive consumer reviews. When the job's done, automatic fires out an email to them asking them, would you give us your feedback? It, which allows the consumer then to give feedback about the job. And positive reviews with links to the major review sites like Google and Facebook, Yelp and others, and so that the consumer now can leave a positive review about the flooring store, about the service. Or they can also give them feedback where it's about service issues that they had. Maybe the installation went right. Maybe the installer left the flooring, you know, scraps all over the floor, or maybe the customer service people or things were delayed, ended up getting the job. So you learn all about what that customer experience is. As we were talking earlier, it's all about customer experience today and wowing the customer. So this system not only allows you to get 5-star, you know, better reviews online to help drive more prospects to your store, but it also gives you feedback so you can learn by this. And for large stores, some of the ones I'm already dealing with on my beta for the system, they're thrilled with it because the store owner has multiple stores. He really doesn't know what's going on, you know, once the job's done. Did the consumer love it? Did we do a great job? Did we install it correctly? I mean, they don't know until you ask them, and they're not asking them. Some send out postcards, but that's kind of archaic today, send out a postcard when we're doing everything electronically. And very few answer the postcard because that means handwriting it, mailing it back, versus send an email and get a response, or send a text get a response.
John, now what if the customer, you know, gets this communication and they say, "Boy, it was a crappy job. I hated it. These guys were awful." So on. What do you do about the negative ones?
Well, at that point, the retailer gets that in an email. Now, if the retailer is smart and wants to continue to grow his business, he's going to then respond quickly, either through the store manager, the store himself, or whatever, and not just apologize, but remedy the problem. Get with the customer right away, immediately, to resolve the problem. That's been preached over and over again across the Internet about, with today, you cannot stop the consumer from, you know, venting online or telling you all the problems you have, and yet the dealers don't react, and they have to react. They have to get out there. No one expects anybody to be perfect. Not every job is going to be perfect in flooring. That we know. And so with that, this gives you the ability to instantly get an email from that customer and then react and take care of the problem. And in some cases, I know where they resolved the problem and the consumer went on a Yelp or Google My Business and left a raving review about, wow, we had a problem. They installed it. They corrected it. They immediately realized it, corrected the problem when I contacted them, and I wouldn't buy anywhere else. Now, what a great testimony that becomes.
And that's the goal, really, if a negative review does show up, then that's your opportunity to turn it into a positive.
Yes, and you got to understand, when you talk about reviews, it's more than reviews. It's about the customer experience and understanding the customer experience so you can grow your business. A lot of dealers, when I talk to them, say, yeah, you know, word of mouth's great, and we do all this word of mouth, and people love us, and our installation's great. I'm like, how do you know that? Have you actually talked to all these customers after the job? Well, no. How do you know that? They really don't know it. And so with the system, you get that feedback that really helps you understand your customer and understand if you have, throughout the process, certain issues you're not aware of so you can correct it. Or in some cases where you have multiple stores, you're getting these reviews and reports through a scoring of the stores that you can now pick and see from store to store who's scoring high and who's scoring low, and then correct the problems where it's needed. Because as store owners, a lot of times you don't know that. You're not aware of it. And so this really helps you get there. And at the same time, when you talk about reviews, I did a recent study across many metro areas and found the average flooring store has two or less reviews online. They're not getting any reviews. And there was a study done last year by Bright Local to the consumer, and 84% said they trust online reviews as much, if not more, than word of mouth from friends. And another study showed most consumers, even though they get word-of-mouth reviews from their friends, they get testimonials, oh, you should buy this, they still go online to read the reviews before making a decision. So without having good reviews, without having reviews online, which is happening the majority of flooring dealers, I'm not talking just specialty stores, I'm talking buying groups, CCA, Flooring America, Abbey, Mohawk dealers, Shaw dealer, Line dealers. I mean, I went across the board. And the majority of them have so few reviews, it's unbelievable, and that's what's hurting them. They don't have reviews. Home Depot has tons of reviews, and they're positive. Now, why would you go look at a flooring store has one review? Maybe it's a one review and it's a one-star review from 3 years ago or 2 years ago. That's all they get to go by. And then they go over here and see XYZ store, and he has a ton of great reviews. Which one are you going to go look? Who's going to get the consumer?
Now, are there other uses? I mean, is this a system? Now, we're talking about five-star store reviews. Is somebody going to go there just when they're making a decision? I'm going to buy floor coverings. I just don't know where. They're going to go there to learn where they want to buy flooring locally?
We got to understand, majority of people are using things like Google, okay, on their phone, on their desktop, and they're doing a search for flooring stores, let's say, and they go to Google My Business, and they see those rankings right away. That's why Google has the local three-pack right on the home page when you search for stores. And you can sort the Google businesses by ratings. You can say, I only want to see 4.5 ratings. So at this point, what I'm saying is that the system helps those dealers learn not only how to get five-star reviews, but also how to grow their business through customer feedback. And everything's showing today that the specialty store has to learn how to really improve their customer experience and not just go by, well, I know we do a great job. I mean, a lot of stores, when I ask them, don't even know how to get an email address. Well, we don't get the email address. We don't, customers won't give it to us. What? You can't get the email address. How do you communicate with your customer? That's what I'm talking about with the flooring industry. Is so far behind in a lot of things that they need to really embrace technology and learn how to use it and not just complain about it.
I gotcha. So, John, the fact that this five-star store reviews generates these reviews, that causes you to be in the three-pack on a Google search?
Well, let me put it this way. What it does is encourage. There is no such thing as generating. I would never do that. That's falsifying information. It doesn't generate. You're sending an email and you're asking. Two studies I've read say over 77 out of 10 people, if asked, will leave a review. Most retailers are not asking, okay, after the job's done. So when you send out this email, you're only encouraging. You're asking the customer to leave a review. Okay, you can't force them to leave a review. I want to make that clear. No one can force them to leave a review, or that's fraud. That's spamming the system. So you're encouraging them to leave a review. And so after a while, the more and more people you encourage, the more and more will leave a review, obviously. So not everybody, but the, you know, you have a vast majority of them will leave a review. Or they'll give you feedback that comes to your email and allows you then to respond to them and better understand your customer.
Okay. But I was looking at, I read your information, and it said something about generates leads. Something about that.
Generate what?
Generate leads. This will not only, I mean, this will generate leads for the subscriber.
Two parts to it. I was staying focused on the just how the system works. Google, a while ago, put online on Google My Business, by Google, stating that the more leads you get will improve your visibility online, meaning your rankings in the search place. Mm-hmm. Also, studies have shown that positive consumer reviews influence prospects looking to buy flooring or buy any product. So by having all these positive reviews, a customer who's looking, never bought from you, and is looking at these reviews, you have a better chance of generating a lead from them, getting them to your store. They don't have to even go to their website. They could go to Google My Business, read the reviews, look at the photos, see the information, click on the map and say, okay, that's the store we're going to. If all done right, a lot of people won't even necessarily go to your website, or they'll go to your website just to see more information and then go to your store. But the whole idea is the reviews are becoming the way consumers are, you know, with reviews that are legitimate, that are genuine from consumers, are helping influence new prospects in getting them to your store.
Yeah, and I think a lot of retailers understand that. They just don't know really how to work towards generating these reviews.
And exactly. And that's where I've been beta testing it, working this, because there's a lot of things you got to, there are, you know, I'm not the only one with a system like this. But most of them are sales geared. In other words, they have salespeople on the phones that call you and say, okay, we get you on the system, blah, 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 blah. And that salesperson's only incentive is to create sales. That's how they make a commission. Got the sale, goodbye, here's your system, and all of a sudden you're left there. And I know because of 19-plus years working with flooring dealers that I've found everyone I've started up, I've had to help walk through. Go to meetings, talking to them, talking to whoever's going to, you know, take this. And all you got to do is put in a user, the customer's name, email address, or mobile phone, click add, and it fires out. But there's, you also want to make sure they understand how to do this, how to walk through this from an iPad, from your smartphone. They need training. They need help, not just dump the system on them and leave.
It's a great idea. What is it? What does it cost a retailer?
It's $99 per month. It is on a month with no commitment. I mean, you don't have to, no long term commitment or anything, and a $99 setup fee, and everything. So there's a lot of system. I know some of the competitors out there. I know some retailers I've been working with that are paying $299 a month. For this kind of thing. And this includes reputation management. And it also, you got to understand, part of it is you can't just dump this stuff on a dealer because, for instance, they don't understand Google My Business pages. And if you're going to link to Google My Business page, you got to know how to link to it. And then you got to make sure the information on Google My Business page is correct and that it's verified and validated by Google. All these are steps that I have to take with the dealer that's included in it, and the others aren't doing.
And you set that up for each one of the subscribers?
Yeah, in other words, yeah, it's per store location. And so if you have five stores, you got to do it five times. There's five times the cost, but there's also five times you got to go in and do this.
Yeah.
An example, I mean, I had to jump through hoops with a couple of them. I talked to Google, called me last week, Google My Business, talked to them, to validate and verify two store locations that weren't showing up. So, and the more I work with this and do this, the more trust I get from Google, so I get Google to even call me on these things. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They actually have different levels of interaction based on your experience in working with Google, that they trust you more and more so you can make changes. We had recently one where the location was a store, was in a new location, and the old tenant was not there, but the old tenant was still showing up. So I made the communication with Google and with another person and said, hey, we got to get this out of here because they got the old location in Google. They have in the Google My Business location, they had the wrong customer. And 2 hours later, we had the change made.
Interesting. Well, I think the bottom line here is
the average person would never be able to get this done.
I think the bottom line appears to be that if you're a retailer out there now and you want to enjoy some growth going forward, you're going to have reviews show up online, or it's going to be awfully difficult for you to make strides going forward.
Yeah, and when you're talking about reviews, some will say, well, I got 3 reviews up there, blah, 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 you know, that type of thing. And the studies are showing that the consumer wants reviews that are no less than 3 months old. The consumer wants at least 10 current reviews.
Wow.
So it's a continuous process. Again, because think about it. If somebody tells you, oh, yeah, it was great. The flooring they installed was great. When did you have it done? 2 years ago. How do you know that things haven't changed?
Yeah.
How do you trust that when it's 2 years old versus, oh, here's 5 new reviews that just in the last month or 2 months of people that have left online? What are you going to trust more?
I've asked a lot of retailers if they ask the customer to write a review. Some of them say yes, but a lot of them do not. It seems like more don't than do. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, the thing is that when you ask somebody to leave a review, now they have to go search, find the place, find the location and a link and everything else. This sends them an email where they can automatically put in their feedback without having to go do the work themselves of finding it. And the feedback can also show up on your website. So you can give you feedback that automatically we link to your website. So now you can have also feedback right on your website from real customers with their genuine answers. At the same time, you provide links to your Google My Business page, Facebook, and again, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink. No one's forcing him to go there.
Interesting.
They don't have, but you're helping them because you're at least giving them the link there so they don't have to go Google and search to find the link to your Facebook or to your Google My Business or to the BBB page where you're listed or the Yelp or different things.
I've got you. John, if somebody wants to follow up on this, is 5-star store reviews, how do they do that?
They can, well, number one, you can go to 5starstorereviews.com, see all about it, and in there you can contact me through there, or you can call me directly at 920-994-8835, or go to webstreamdynamics.com, which links to there, or you can contact me through there.
Excellent. Great idea, John. Absolutely great idea.
Thank you. Yeah. It's all about, the whole idea behind this is to help the flooring retailer. And I find right now in 2017, the most important thing every flooring dealer should be doing is getting constant feedback from their past customers and getting more reviews online and genuine reviews. And that's what the dealers are missing today is reviews online and really getting feedback from their customer, all their customers, and doing it through the digital email or text messages.
Very good, very good. John, very good idea. I appreciate you sharing this information with us.
Thank you.
We've been talking with John Simonson. He is president of Webstream Dynamics, and we've been talking about five-star store reviews. And this is Floor Radio.